together ahead of time for what you're going to do, Lord. We do. We praise you ahead of time for what you are going to do. And along with that, we praise you for who you are. And we know that it's who you have been, who you are now, and who you will always be, a great and unchanging and powerful, loving, saving God. We praise you for that, Lord, and we are strengthened today by your hope and by your help. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And would you say it together? Amen. Amen. From Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. God is going to speak to us today words of strength and encouragement and help. Whether you need salvation or need hope, need peace, need healing, or need provision, just begin to believe the word of the Lord right now. And I know that faith is already evident. It was here as we were just praying. It's right where you are. And we're learning through this COVID experience more than ever before, something we always knew, but God is omnipresent, and he is right with us. Isaiah 43, beginning at verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created you, O Jacob, and he that formed you, O Israel, talking to his people. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Claim it, somebody. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle or consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Verse 4. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. And then verse 7, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed, he's talking about everybody that he has created, which means you and I. I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. This past Monday morning, my wife and I received a text from Hannah Cramper. After her opening greeting, she said this morning during my devotion and prayer time, God spoke a word to me both through his word and song. And I just declared it over my family. That's what God wants us to do. Over my family, my church family, other situations, and over you all as well. One of the main things I felt God speak to me was this. Do not fear, because I created you in my image, have placed my spirit inside of you. Therefore, you have been created to go through water and to go through fire and not be consumed by them. God himself manifested in Jesus, exemplified this when he walked on the water during the storm. And then when he stood in the Old Testament with the three Hebrew children in the midst of the fire. We can have peace, she said, through the trials, because they will not, all caps, will not overtake us. He promised it. And I feel somebody already receiving that word today. But also something I guess I never realized, she said, or thought about before, is that he created and designed us to do this as well. Walk on water, walk through rivers, walk in the midst of fire. So often I fear that we, or at least I, Hannah said, forget the power that God has given us through his spirit. And he says, you shall. Jesus told his disciples, you shall be endued with power from on high. You shall cast out demons and heal the sick in my name. And in essence, you shall walk through the fire and water and will not be overtaken. We were created for the you shall moments. And he continually says, do not fear because you shall. I can't tell you the Holy Ghost moment I had this morning, she related, realizing the do not fear because you shall. And by the way, I'll just add, that's the way God is. He's not limited to a certain day or a certain location. Hannah says, I claim this today over many situations and people, and I claim this over you all as well. Do not fear because you shall, in Jesus' name, claim the victory. I couldn't open and read the text at the moment it was received. But when I did, oh, the presence and the power of God filled that location where I was. And I believe that that empowerment insight that was given to Hannah, it was given her, for her family, for my wife and myself as she designated, but not for those alone. It was and it is for every person who is hearing this message today. And anyone that you are willing to refer this to or tell them about this message that God gave to us in Isaiah chapter 43. It is for all of us. We can have peace through the trials because we were created and designed for victory, for conquest, for overwhelming and for overcoming anything that comes against us. He created us. He destined us to be able to walk through these things victoriously. There is a God factor. There is a God connection in our DNA. Experiencing the miraculous is in our DNA. Victory and overcoming power is in your DNA and my DNA spiritually. If the Lord is in us, and he is through the power of the Holy Ghost, and he wants to be in you and with you, if you have him, you have this overcoming power. You and I were designed. Now, we don't like trials. We don't like suffering. We don't want sorrow. We don't want sicknesses in our body. Nobody does. We do not want broken homes or broken relationships. But when they come, remember this. Don't bow down to it. Don't back up on it. You and I were designed to be saved, to experience the miraculous. We were designed to be overcomers, whether it's against temptations or strong storms, trials, or difficult challenges. We were designed to overcome. We were designed and equipped so that when we walk through the rivers, they would not overflow us. When we pass through the waters, we know that he is going to be with us. I almost feel like when I'm reading this scripture, I'm pinpointing various persons. I don't have anybody in my mind right now, but the Holy Ghost does. When you're walking through fire, you will not be burned, affected, harmed, distracted, or hindered. And neither will the flame kindle. It will not be able to consume you. You're not going to be consumed by the situation that you are facing. You're not going to be consumed by the trial or the difficulty. This church, God's church, APC included, is not being stopped by COVID. Yes, church services are different. But the church, the body, is not stopping. In fact, it has become stronger and it has picked up momentum. Get on board. Granted, it's a challenge to all. Nobody enjoys it, but the strong are getting stronger. Those who are depending and desiring for God are receiving fresh anointing, wisdom, and direction. And if you want that strength today, you can have it. And there is nothing that we walk through, nothing, this present challenge or anything else that we will face. There is nothing that is greater than our God. Greater is he who is in you than that which is in this world. what Isaiah was doing in this 43rd chapter. The reason he pulled these references about waters and fires and going through, it was a look back at how God had been with his people in their history. He had miraculously opened up the waters of the Red Sea for a walkthrough. The flooding Jordan, when the priest's feet hit that flooding river, the rivers stopped and went back, and they were able to walk across what was in a moment before a flooding and muddy Jordan River. They were able to walk over on a dry river bed. That, you know, is a miracle. And the same God that performed that can do it again. And Isaiah with his people were looking back and saying, I know he's done it before. I know he can do it again. And when he talked through about fire, he was talking about their enemies. Because God often likened their enemies to be like a strong and a devastating fire that would try to consume them. That's a scriptural recommendation for us to do the same thing, folks. Come on out there. Look back over your life. Think about and consider what the Lord Almighty has done for you. Just look back. And why don't you just do that right now? While you're at it, give him thanks and give him praise and look back. Lord, I want to thank you right now. We want to give you praise for the times of healing. God, I'm thinking about a time when I needed your help and your comfort and your wisdom and your direction. And you provided it, O Lord, through your presence. And at times it was provided through your people. But we're looking back and saying we're thankful. And that's going to help us to look forward and look ahead into whatever we are facing. The fire, the water, the river. You are going to be the same and you are going to be with us. We need to believe, accept, and activate and behave like this is true because it is. This life is going to present trials. The enemy is going to fight, but life is not going to overwhelm those with their faith in God. You've had faith for too many years. You've had faith through enough trials. It's not going to overtake you now. God is your victory. He was your victory in the past. He is your victory. Oh, he's right by your side right now. And he is also within you. You've had faith before and God is not leaving you now. So life is not going to overwhelm you as you put your faith in God. And the enemy is not going to win. We claim it. We proclaim it in Jesus' name. Sin is going to run rampant. It's going to be the popular ideology and activity in this day. As much as we despise it, and sometimes the sin of this world just almost literally turns our stomach sick. But it is going to happen. It's going to be the popular thing to do. It's going to be unpopular to have a faith in God and to walk in holiness and believe in this precious word of God that's before us today. That's going to happen. But here's what else is going to happen. The grace of God, his saving name, his transforming power, and his powerful blood is going to be able to save and cleanse and transform and change anybody and everybody. It will not matter. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. I'm saying we were designed and we were destined to be in this world full of sin, but we were not just designed to be here. We were designed to overcome and be saved in the midst of this world. When the woman's lifestyle said nothing but sinner, there were multiple moral indiscretions in her life. That woman by the well had lived a life that looked to be forever defaced. There was hopelessness about ever turning her immoral life around into a life of morality. But all of a sudden, It changed during not just a drink of water at a well, but meeting Jesus Christ, and your life can turn around. It doesn't matter how defaced by mistakes and by failures and immorality or any other lack of faith or lack of godliness. It does not matter. His grace abounds. A woman was caught in the very act of adultery. She was impossibly doomed, so it looked like, ready to be stoned and her life taken without a chance of forgiveness. But Jesus was there, and he forgives her and stills her accusers. Where sin abounds, Paul said, grace much more abounds. When the backslider or someone who is frustrated by their mistakes and failures, when they run the other way, and if you are viewing, let me speak directly to you in love. When you run the other way, his arm is not short. It can reach you and it can save you if you want him to reach and save you. You are not out of his view. You are not out of his reach. He still loves you. This past Friday, as I was walking, I was praying, and I had an experience as, like I taught on Wednesday night. I was going through my list, and all of a sudden a thought came to me about today's message. And so I hesitated a little bit, took a few more steps, and kind of wanted in Steve's flesh to finish the prayer list. But I thought, you know, that Bible teacher last night said you need to be sensitive and you need to put up the sails and catch the wind. And so I just stopped on that part of the prayer list, finished it later, and then I just started speaking into my phone so I could remember the things that I felt like the Lord was given to me. And here's what he was saying: you are destined and designed to be saved. That's not predestination, but rather he has already determined that you should receive his Spirit. Hear me, somebody. There's no question. There's no question mark about is God ready. He is ready today. Does God want me and does God love me? It's already predetermined that he wants you to have his Spirit. It's all then up to you and I. It's on our part to do our part. He planned for you to be saved, but now you and I have to choose to be a part of his plan by going into repentance, by being water baptized in Jesus' name, and then to receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost with the initial evidence of speaking with other tongues, and then to live a holy and godly life. That's what God designed. Everybody should understand, God designed you to be filled with his Spirit. Now that is for everybody. Anybody that doesn't have it, you can begin to pray and praise God. If you haven't already, go ahead and repent. If you have repented, you can begin to pray and you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm believing for somebody to receive his Spirit today. And I know it is for everybody, but I must tell you what I felt directed of the Lord. I especially feel to speak into those 50 years and beyond. We know anything can happen, whether you're 5 or 15, 65 or 95. But we also realize as we come to the age 50 and beyond, there are fewer days ahead of us than we have behind us. We've had many opportunities, and there is likely going to be several more if the Lord chooses to tarry. But now the truth is, there are fewer opportunities for you to find God than when you were 20 or 25 or 15 or even 30 or 35. I want God to shake us and wake us up, all of us. And I'm not only preaching about a first infilling, I'm talking about a refilling and a renewing. We need the refreshing of the Holy Ghost every day. And I feel like especially during these times, it would be very easy to waver in our spiritual experience, prayer life or anything else. else. But God wants to fill you with His Spirit. And those of you who may have fewer opportunities in front of you than you have had before you, please give it serious thought. Holy Ghost, I ask you to do your convicting thing. I can't do it, but you can do it, and it's all because you want people to be saved. But with that said, if you have even one opportunity like this one today, that's enough. One opportunity, one definite opportunity like today is enough. Go ahead into repentance. Go ahead. Go ahead. He's going to hear you right from where you are. He's going to receive it right from where you are. He's going to say, I love you right where you are. Many times we come around this altar, and I love that. I'll be so glad when we can do that again. But if we can never do it again, if we can never do it again, you can repent right where you are, because God's love and His long-suffering and His forgiveness is upon you right now. Call us or call somewhere to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Don't put it off. Hear me right now. Do not put it off. And then begin to pray and praise Him right now. You can receive the Holy Ghost right where you are sitting in your chair, on your couch, wherever you are riding, wherever you are standing in your place. It doesn't matter. God wants to give you His Spirit. You were designed to receive His Spirit. At that point in my prayer, I was just getting ready to pray a prayer of outpouring. And I'll give you this little side tangent. But also, the Spirit began to give me utterance. And there were a few sentences, and I had my phone on. And I don't know how all that turned out on the phone. It didn't turn out. The phone couldn't understand tongues, but God understood it. And as I was beginning to pray, outpouring the power and the prayer, I can take you right to that spot. There's another one of those right at that spot moments. I could take you there this afternoon. But then when that ceased, here's what came out. I pray an outpouring of the Holy Ghost on your life. I pray an outpouring of the Holy Ghost on your family. I pray it in your home. I pray it in your vehicle. I pray it on your life today in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the One who is the Great One who has promised. You could receive it for the very first time, or you can receive those refillings and infillings that I talked about a few moments ago. Let it happen right now. And I want to tell you, during COVID, people are being saved. People are being healed. People are being water baptized in the name of Jesus. On Sunday the 26th of July, just a few weeks ago, one of our evangelists, Warren Finney, who was formerly a Trinitarian Pentecostal minister, but had seen the revelation of God and has received the new birth experience. He is an evangelist now, traveling in the United Pentecostal Church. And he went to a church in Ada, Ohio, into a Trinitarian Pentecostal church. And 93 people received the revelation and were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Where sin abounds, where weakness abounds, the grace of God does much more abound. I'm telling you, there is nothing that can stop the outpouring. Not COVID, not anything your family is going through, not anything that is in your life. God has destined and designed that you would be filled with the Holy Ghost as you open up your vessel to Him. Let's thank Him for it right now. Lord, I thank You for the promise of the outpouring. You set upon all flesh, and I claim it, and I thank You for it right now. I thank You for it right now. Let it happen right now. Let it happen as this service is listened to or viewed. Let it happen in the name of Jesus. That's it, church. Agree with me right now. Go ahead, guest. Agree with me right now. In the name of Jesus. Let your faith reach out. Let your faith reach out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There is no enemy that can defeat you. When a Goliath, when a giant rises up against God's people, like Goliath did, the faith of a courageous believer and the power of that believer's God rises taller and stands higher and taller. God in David was more than a match for Goliath. And as God displayed to David, he is going to help you defeat, hear me carefully, the greatest and the largest giant that you have ever faced. And should there be people who are right now facing an enormous problem, a gigantic problem like you have never faced before in your own life, in your family, or anywhere else, God is able to do the same thing for you and I. Yes, he is. He'll do it for you that what he did for David. He will do that against any giant that you face. And whether it's the biggest giant you've ever faced or any other giant you've ever faced, God is greater. In the name of Jesus, claim it. Claim it in the name of the Lord. If you are in a storm, if you are in a trial, God is going to either still that storm or is going to stay with you and be close and right beside you right through that storm. He's going to be there when it starts. He was there before it started. He's going to be there through the worst part of the storm. And God is going to be there at the end of the storm. I'm going to say that again. He's going to be with you at the start of a storm. He's going to be with you through the worst part of the storm. And he's going to be there at the end of that storm. It's in your DNA. And most importantly, it's in him and his power to keep you, to protect you, to bless you, even in the midst of the storm. And when the storm is raging, it's more difficult to believe what I am just preaching right now. When the storm is raging, but somehow reach down, somehow reach into the bow of the ship. Go to Jesus and say, Jesus, I know you're able to keep me through this storm. You are going to protect me. It's in my DNA. You created me for your glory. That's what Isaiah said. You made me in your image so that you would receive the glory. Paul wrote this, with every temptation, and there he's not talking about sinful temptation, he's talking about trials. With every trial, there will be a way to escape. He's going to make that way. It's already there, and he's going to lead you and guide you to it. When hunger hit 5,000 plus people, and all there seemed to be was the limited lunch of a little boy, 5 loaves, 2 fish, God meets the need. If you and I would have, well, I won't blame you, but if I was in that crowd, I've been at gatherings, parties, and a few gatherings where the food supply looked limited for the number of people. And I was thinking in my mind, oh my, I'm not going to get what I really want. Selfish, I know, selfish, but true, that doesn't make it right. There were a lot of people that day, and I'm sure they were looking and they were thinking, and maybe some of them were those disciples, because of how minimal and limited it looked. But somebody was on the scene. God was on the scene, and God is on the scene for your and in the midst of your need with your provision. The provision and the power of Jesus Christ was a greater provision than the great need for provision of the 5,000 plus hungry persons. Everybody ate that day. Everybody got full that day. And then there were leftovers. The provider, he gave us that story so we could teach that to our children like we do in children's church and Sunday school. He gave us that story for it to be sermon material like it is today and has been thousands and probably millions of other times. But he also gave that as a personal testimonial to you when you are walking through a time of great need. The provider is greater than the need. Come on, somebody, say it in your spirit. The provision is greater than the need. The provider is greater than the need. And the same thing is very true in your need. When that Old Testament widow in Zarephath was down to the very last portion, and sometimes we get there, when she was obedient to God and to the man of God, the provider brought something out of nothing. And when that other widow, the wife of a deceased prophet, was down to just one flask of oil, God kept replenishing the oil until all the available vessels were filled and she had enough to meet her needs. Obedience and faith, hear me now, obedience and faith changed a deficit into plenty. Changed a deficit into blessing. You can't put all this down on paper. That financial plan still works, and it is at work during this very challenging time. I want to tell you, it's in the DNA of the church. It's in the DNA, in your DNA. It's in the DNA of APC as faithful people of God to be givers despite this economic status or forecast. And I feel a great freedom, and I should feel a freedom no matter what our spiritual or our financial situation looked like. But we are in a very healthy place as APC and a church for which I am very thankful to the Lord. We are not in deficit. We are to the plus. And I thank God for that. It's really never been, I tell you, it's in our DNA to be givers, and God's people are showing it up, showing that forward. I looked at the financial report just a few days ago that Linda provided, and the strong, healthy report. Building fund commitments right where they were last year before COVID. A record SOC offering this year. Unbelievable to some minds. And I tell you what else, we're getting ready to have a strong Project 200 and a strong SFC offering and a strong fuel offering here in a few weeks. You say, I'm not propping us up right now. I'm saying, I know what God can do, and it's in our DNA. And I rebuke any fear that tries to come to my mind or yours. If we'll be obedient to God, and if you'll be obedient to the man of God like those widows were, God is going to see us through. He is a provider. We are destined to be givers. We are destined for God's health and God's help and His healing. Would you together stand with me right now? And if you need salvation, I want you to open your heart to it. Or if you have a need, if there's a family need, if there's a relationship need, if there is a provisional need, whatever it may be, You know that God can take care of it. I want to reinforce it in your heart and life. I know that we have read it many times. I've read it. You've read it many, many times. But you know, sometimes even though when it's right there before us on the page, and then we pick up the bill or we pick up the news or we pick up another report, it wants to try to overwhelm us and overcome us. But God is greater. Even when we don't see it, Jesus said, blessed are those that have not seen and yet they have believed. Believe it before you have the healing. Believe it before you have the provision. Believe He wants to save you before you ever speak one utterance in other tongues. Believe He wants to do it. Believe He wants to wash all your sins away. Let's pray together right now. Lord, I want to thank You for Your forgiving power. I believe that You want to reinforce to us that You will wipe the slate clean. If we will be baptized in Your name, the slate will be wiped clean. I pray, oh Lord, I thank You for it. I pray that You would humble hearts. Let them be respectful of You and respond to You, oh Lord, in repentance. And then, Lord, help folks to believe that they can and they were destined to, and it's Your will and it's their opportunity to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. There is not one doubt in our mind, because there is no doubt in You or no doubt in Your word. Oh God, we pray it. I pray for provision right now. You are able to bring it what we would say, seemingly out of nowhere, you're able to bring it to pass. You're able to show yourself strong. God, be with those going through the storm of their life or facing the Goliath, the greatest giant of their life. God, any enemy right now, giant or not, I pray against it right now. I thwart the power of the enemy right now in the authority of the name of Jesus. And by the power of the blood of the cross, by the power of your blood, O Lord, in the name of the Lord, I pray you would bless every life, bless every family right now in Jesus' name. Touch and heal everybody that was just mentioned a while ago by Brother Reaver. Touch and comfort those, Lord. Touch, and I want to thank you for your healing touch that's already taken place today and in the last 24 hours. I want to thank you for it now. I believe you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's agree with God. Let's agree with His Word. And let's agree with one another. God is able.